Hi, I'm Ewald Hoffman, working as a program manager for Team Foundation Server at Visual Studio Online. In this video, I will show you some of the new Agile project management features in Team Foundation Server 2015. You will see how we have provided better support for aligning across teams, while giving the individual teams the autonomy and the flexibility they need to operate as they want. I will start with the improvements to our boards and show how each individual feature team can choose how they want to work. We'll then look at how an organization can build a roadmap and track the progress of feature teams towards that roadmap, still while allowing teams the flexibility I mentioned earlier. Now, let's take a look at how it works. We start with the board of a feature team. The board doesn't only look better, but it's also much richer in the data the cards show, and it has also a much better support for teams following Kanban. What you notice immediately is the Add button. You can now add items to the board easily without opening a new work item form. And if you made a typo, no worries. You can also change the title without opening the boards. By default, it adds the item on top of the backlog. But if you don't like that position, you don't have to go back to the backlog anymore. You can reorder the items on the board itself. This board only shows user stories because I used the Agile process template for this team project. In previous versions, you could add bugs to the board, but that would affect all teams within the team project. Because teams work differently in an organization, we now give each team the choice how they want to treat bugs. This team is only using the Kanban board, and as such wants to see the bugs on their board. So you go into the settings, go to the bug section, and choose Bugs Appear on the Backlog. Now when I go back to my Kanban board, and if I hit F5, to refresh the board, you will see the bugs appear on the board. So let's drill into the new board configuration options. You are probably already familiar with the ability to add new columns to the board. This team wants to change their columns to design, implementation, code review, and acceptance test, which was already possible in TFS 2013. Using a pull model is typical for Kanban, where team members pull items into the next column. To support that model, we've introduced a split column. So let's split the code review column. Once we've done that, you will see two sections, a doing section and a done section. When a team member is starting to work on the code review, he pulls the item into the doing column. When the code review is completed, the card moves to the done column to indicate it is ready for testing. To make it crystal clear within the team when an item is ready for the next column, you can define the entry and exit criteria for each column using the definition of done. In this case, I'm adding the exit criteria to the implementation column. Notice the icon next to the column header. And when you click on that icon, the text appears. The definition of done can also be used to describe to new team members or people outside of the organization or the team how the board is used. Earlier, I mentioned that the board is much richer in the data it can show. So let's take a look how you can do that. This team wants to add the work item IDs to the cards so they can name the cards during their standup. They also want to see the tags applied to the work item, and they want to see the risk and value area fields on the cards. And just as you can change the title, you can also change the values of the fields that are being added to the cards. The board also supports an expedite swim lane. This gives the team the ability to identify the items that need to be finished as soon as possible. So let's add a swim lane to our board. The expedite lane is a commonly known concept in Kanban, but the swim lanes are not limited to this only. You can use it for anything that works for the team. Another highly requested feature for the board was the ability to search for items on the board. So let's find all the items for phone. It doesn't only filter on the title, but on any field that is visible on the card, including the ID, the assigned to, or any field that is on the card. Typically, the first column contains all the backlog items, which can be a long list. You can also use the search inside this column to filter down this list while keeping the context of the rest of the items. The majority of the times when you work with the board, you're only interested in the items which your team is working on. To better focus on these items, you can collapse the first and the last column. And you can even maximize the board to have even more focus. Now let's move to another team. This team uses Scrum and uses the task board to track their progress. Many of the improvements that we made for the Kanban board also apply to the task board, including the inline editing, reordering the cards, and adding more data on the cards. In this case, I've added the activity field on tasks, and I've added the story points to the user stories on the left. Remember, the previous Kanban team chose to have bugs on the backlog, which showed them on the Kanban board. However, the big bugs still show up as cards along with tasks for this team, and this is how this team wants to operate. Notice that any bug or task that doesn't have a parent story will still show up on an unparented row. This ensures that no work assigned to the current iteration is overseen. And although this team is tracking their progress on the task board, they can still use the Kanban board to get an overview of all the user stories. This team uses the Kanban board to prepare for the upcoming sprints. We have seen how TFS 2015 has great flexibility for individual teams. As mentioned in the introduction, it also provides a great overview across teams inside the organization. This team tracks the epics. When the team walks up to the backlog, they can drill down into the details of the epic to see the progress of the teams in the organization, all the way to tasks. And if you're assigned a feature team, you can do the same drill down from the features into stories, into tasks. And we have added the ability inside this hierarchy to reorder the items. To show the items of the team inside the portfolio context, you turn on the parents, which will bring the epics into the view. And from this view, you can add new items to the backlog, which are immediately linked to its epic. Those were just a few of the new features that we shipped with Team Foundation Server 2015. If you want to have the full overview of what's new, please visit aka.ms/TFS2015. Thanks for watching.